ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامة بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you مفتي صاحب on this beautiful first of Ramadan. Such مبارك month, such blessed days. مفتي صاحب may Allah تعالى bless you and Aba with Afiyat, and may the entire team of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar, Allah تعالى give us the strength and energy that we could deliver, and inshallah please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and let the Ummah benefit from the beautiful teaching that is offered on Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Ramadan Mubarak 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and few other countries. We all are aware that in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, and 80% of the world, that it is the second of Ramadan Mubarak today, 1446. Before we go any further, those of you living here in the Gauteng region, remember that you have still 3-4 minutes left to wind up. So take your tablets in case you have forgotten, drink your water and make istighfar. These last few moments of suhoor, we know Durban, all that have already started fasting. So you in Cape Town, we in Gauteng, so you can still make some dua and read istighfar. That is the best thing to do now. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At suhoor time, the pre-dawn meal time, the pious people are reading istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh, and make dua. If somebody has to ask you, Junaid Mota, you got one dua and then you will pass away, so what dua will we make? Somebody tells me, so the best dua to make is tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bi salihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with perfect iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 101. In any language, oh esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, daily that should be our dua, suhoor time, sahri time, iftar time, other time. Ya Allah, keep us steadfast with iman. Ya Allah, let us pass away with perfect iman and Islam. And Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawman al-qahkafi. So brothers, sisters, children, yeah, in Gauteng, you got 2-3 minutes left, so inshallah that now you should be start finishing up, trying to complete, and in the interim read istighfar, astaghfirullah abundantly. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday we commenced Surah Nur, chapter number 24. And we told you, inshallah, this entire Ramadan, we will try and complete the surah and chapter. Why? Our mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, said, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-nur. Teach your female surah nur. And if you want a reference of this, go open Rawa'iul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran by our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah. And in his tafsir, Tafsir, which he edited, Sheikh Sabuni, that is Tanwirul Adhan. You will find Wakataba Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda ila ahalil Iraq. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to the people of Iraq, and same words he used, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. So there are so many social lessons, how we can enhance our society and teach the world that it is in your interest. Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest. So in yesterday's lesson, we informed you the one verse. Today we are doing chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verse 2. So yesterday we did verse 1, Suratun Anzalnaha wa Faradnaha wa Anzalna Fiha. That this chapter here, we have revealed it. We have made things compulsory. You must carry it out and you must abstain from it. And in the surah, we have revealed Ayatim Bayinat, clear signs. Why? La'allakum tadhakkarun. So that you take heed and so that you accept that admonishment. Now let us juxtapose what Islam is teaching us and what the West and democracy and the loose liberal society is teaching us. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication and adultery. So what does that mean? Islam does not allow physical contact with the opposite gender when they are strangers. So this is the beauty of Islam. When we want to solve a problem, we go to the roots. And the Western system, when they want to solve a problem, then they go to the fruits, they go to the top. They say, give everybody a condom, and then you will solve the problem of the AIDS pandemic. South Africa has the largest amount of AIDS, and people impacted negatively with this, and in the whole world, if you look at it. So go read the Noble Quran, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse 32. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Do not even go near fornication. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. It is something obscene, indecent. People love to do it with other people's daughters and sisters. But if somebody does it with their daughter, their sister, their wife, then all hell breaks loose. They want to shoot that person. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. What a horrible, terrible path that is. Chapter 17, verse number 32. Now, to understand today's lesson, even in English, they made a distinction. If that male or female are not married and they commit this heinous crime of zina, fornication, then what are the consequences? And if a person, male or female, is married and they commit the serious crime, then it is called adultery. So today's lesson, we will be discussing fornication. Almighty Allah tells us, chapter 24, verse number 2. Azaniyatu wazani, the lady who is a fornicatress and the male who is a fornicator. Why did Almighty Allah mention the woman first? Because sometimes she is the one who seduces the male. The way they dress, the way they will speak, the way they will invite you. You see, today's world in the Western democracies, they will have brothels, they will have all these type of places, and you will find the ladies there. So comparatively, you will find that the lady will have 100 lovers, and they will pay her and what have you, and so forth. And the men will have less than that. So therefore, even today's world, if you look at it, so Almighty Allah is teaching all of us, we must learn this dua and supplication mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma hassin farji, hassin ha, sword, noon. Oh, beloved Allah, protect my private part, fortify it. I use it in halal places. You use it by your wife, husband, and by your spouse, and not girlfriend and mistress, not your sugar daddy and your boyfriend. All that Islam has said, totally haram. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانٍ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانٍ. So, الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي, So once they are found guilty, how will they found? How will they be found guilty? Now they come to the judge, the qazi, the magistrate, and they admit, yes, we have committed this crime. There is admission of guilt. There is no coercion. No one is applying any pressure upon them. So that is one way that they will be punished after the admission of guilt. Or you have four male witnesses, Muslim witnesses, and they must say that they saw ABC person entering, penetrating this lady here. And like how you see, you must remember the cotton going through that needle and so forth and so on. Not circumstantial evidence, a video and so forth. Nay, you saw it with your own naked eye that this person did so and so. So that is for male witnesses. So therefore Islam doesn't want there must be any mistakes, there must be no room for error. So Almighty Allah says, once it is proven they are guilty, now this we call hudud. These are the penal code of Islam. Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma mi'ata jalda. So you must flog, you must whip each one of them, the male and the female, the fornicator and the fornicatress, 100 lashes. So you give them 1, 2, 3 like that, 100 lashes. Then after 10, 20, 30, they are crying and screaming and sobbing and shouting. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفًا. You, the authorities, we can't do that. The authorities must do that. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفًا. You must not show them any compassion, any mercy. Fi dinillah, when it comes to the religion of Islam, these are the penal code. This is how you build up and establish a pure society, a chaste society. Just juxtapose and compare that with our beloved South Africa, where 10-year-old girls are giving birth in school, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, and yesterday also the newspaper had it, and they said that teenage pregnancy is on the increase, and it is right and rife and rampant in our society. If you take a survey today in South Africa, Brazil, France, you will find that more haramis, more illegitimate children are born than legitimate children. So what is that? That is an indictment of our society. So you must not show mercy. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. If you really believe in Almighty Allah, if you really believe in the last day, the day of justice, the day of judgment. So when you use these words, it means you believe in all the articles of faith, and that is Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. So that is the beginning. And the last day, that is the day of judgment, the day of reckoning. So in between, whatever is compulsory and that, what we call the articles of faith, we have to believe in all that unconditionally, unreservedly. And this punishment must not be meted out in some prison or in some jail. You take them to an open field. You take them to the stadium. Wal yashad azabahuma. And this punishment for this fornicator, fornicatress must be witnessed. Ta'ifatun min al-mu'mineen, by a group of believers. Because the punishment must fit the crime and suit the crime. It must be a deterrent. Now today, which Muslim country is doing it? Not a single one that we know in all cases. If the minister does it, the prime minister does it, the prince does it, the king does it, they just turn the other way. And therefore, this is a failure of the Muslim Ummah. And you take Western democracies, they say that as long as they are consenting adults and they are committing fornication, they are committing adultery, they are committing gay business, then there's no problem. And you can see the problems that causes. What about adultery? Remember, the person is married and then he or she commits this crime. Then Islam says that the death penalty, 54 sahaba, 54 companions of the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, have reported the saying and verdict of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you want the list of the 54, go open the great work by Mufti Taqi Usmani hafidhahullah, Takmila Fath al-Mulhim, in 6 volumes, and that is the great work, the commentary of Muslim Sharif, started by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahimahullah, who passed away in 49, and just 2 years after Pakistan was established, Parid Day in Karachi, we used to go several times to his grave Mubarak, and then it was incomplete, this work. Mufti Taqi Usmani completed it. You will find all the details there. So we as parents, as seniors, must lead by example. Today the children see the father is busy with his phone and he's chatting with the street ladies, prostitutes. They find the history on his phone and so forth and so on. So father, mother, you must send, remember, for positive signals and not negative signals. Some mothers say we're going to the mall, but they're not going to the mall, they're going to meet Paul. You see that? So that is where all the problems come about. May Almighty Allah have mercy on us. Let us promote and advocate a pure and a chaste society. Allahumma hassin farji. Oh, beloved Allah, let us lead a pure and a chaste life and let us guard our private part. The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We present to you the news, views, interviews on the 1st of Ramadan, Mubarak 1446. Last night, big protest, you must remember, in Israel. Bring back the hostages, seal the deal, and so forth. So then they had a cabinet meeting last night, and you know the Sabbath is finished after sunset, and it was a 4-hour marathon meeting. So Netanyahu, the war criminal, and his cabinet, because of American pressure, they said, okay, there will be an extension, 42 days, ceasefire for another 6 weeks, and that will cover the month of Ramadan, that will cover the Passover of the Jutlas. So therefore, they agreed to it. But now the nitty-gritty has to be worked out. Zelensky's trip to America, Washington, White House, a total failure. And remember that Zelensky is done. He won't last for long as a president. That is what Scott Ritter has written, because there will be too much American pressure on him. Bibi is threatening the Syrian people and our government there. If you harm the Druze, then we will attack you. They just use this as a pretext so they can steal and land grab in Syria and so forth. Israel is demanding more hostages, must be released, a plus minus 60 are still in the possession of Hamas. Hamas is demanding, you must clear the Philadelphia corridor. And that was the agreement and part of phase one. There, if you know Gaza, then where there is Egypt and Gaza, the Rafah border, Israel on the 1st of March yesterday, supposed to have left, but the Jutlas, Haramis, and the war criminals and terrorists, they are still there. And they're supposed to allow more mobile homes, they're supposed to allow the bulldozers. Nothing really has happened that you can write to your mother-in-law about. So remember that we should know, we must name them, shame them, and nail them. It was the worst failure in the history of Israel, the 7th October 2023. Well done to Hamas. We stand with Hamas. We are proud of Hamas. They brought honor and dignity to this Ummah and Muslims. So 3,000 army and 3,000 troops will be sent to Mexico, and that is Trump trumpeting away, and he says we want to safeguard our borders and so forth. Now he, Bibi, Netanyahu, the war criminal, is in so many problems. They have documented proof how he Netanyahu allowed Kesh to come in and go to Hamas. He thought he will cause disunity, fragmentation in the rank and file of the Palestinians. But now everything has boomerang on him. Lapid, the leader of the opposition leader of Israel, says Egypt should take over a temporary responsibility and guardianship over Gaza. Who the hell are you coming to tell us? They can sort out their own issues, but they always have a problem with Hamas because Hamas defeated them and defeated 60, 70 other countries who were supporting Israel. And that is what they cannot face the world. You have the best army, you said. You have the best intelligence. You have America at your back and call. And yet you go lose against 15,000, 10,000 people who are jam ki baazi laga lenge. Those who consider the honor, imma al-zafar wa imma shahada. Either we go for victory, either we go for martyrdom. In our lexicon and dictionary, lal nastaslim, we will never ever surrender. That is what makes Hamas so great. They belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we are very proud of them there. 60,000 Palestinians, mashallah, participated in the Jummah Salat, Friday prayer in Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak, walau kariha al-kafirun, walau kariha al-yahud, although the jutlas and the haramis hated it, and the non-Muslims despised and detested it. There's a country there in Latin America, if you know, Honduras, and there, they are grid collapse, and millions of people had no power, no energy, nothing. And remember, for hours, now last night, they restored everything. So terrible, terrible situation there. So Israel is stealing more and more land there in the West Bank, land grab. They want to annex it, and Trump is turning away, and he's allowing all this to happen. But they say they want peace. Used to go and support the aggressor, and then the people who want to fight back, you call them terrorists. We say no. America is guilty of state terrorism. Israel is guilty of state terrorism. You must be blind not to see that. 37 people dead in Bolivia, bus accident. And that was the last Southern American country I visited, 2019. Bolivia, Santa Cruz. So remember, very peaceful country, but you know, accidents happen. There in Makkah Mukarrama, they are reading three-quarter Jews, three-quarter para in Taraweeh. Yesterday, I was monitoring it. So, mashallah, when I came back and I saw that they read the first half of the second Jews. So, it means that the first day, so you know, that was now Friday night. So they read three-quarter, and now yesterday, last night, three-quarter. So they have only finished in two nights, one and a half Jews, one and a half para. So that will continue for the first 20 nights. And then the last 10 nights, when they have 20 rakats, 10 rakats of Taraweeh, and then early part of the morning, they'll read 10 rakats. So then they will increase the tempo and they will complete the Quran Sharif, inshallah, on the 29th night. So the Brits have allowed now, the British tourists have entered Northern Korea. I went to the border of Northern Korea when I visited South Korea, but it was big, big fence. I said, if I just go over or touch it, maybe I'll get electrocuted. But I just wanted to see, you know. So very difficult country. Anyway, today is a big indaba. Today is a big meeting day in London, because now the ties between America and Europe is fractured and ruptured. And to repair that will take a lifetime. And Trump will be gone by that time. And then maybe they will able to address it and redress it. But now it seems virtually impossible. Trump is not interested in Ukraine. He wants to talk business with Putin. Putin is a heavyweight. He considers all these guys here as lightweights, wasting my time and so forth. And remember, you know how arrogant he is, and he's a narcissist and an egoist. And the European Union will say, They are supporting Ukraine, and they will support them with arms, cash, and so forth. Let's come to our country, South Africa. The Vaal Dam is now getting so full, 90% and plus it is filled up. It might go to 100% and overflow. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with wonderful rain. 600 million rand not used for a hospital. The politicians in the opposition are saying the ANC and their cronies must be held responsible. Imagine 600 million. Oh, Pilomali Baba, they say, Ayazi, where is the money? They say, we don't know. Now, that is our beloved country, a banana republic, a failed state. And remember, fuel price will decrease, inshallah, Allah willing, this Wednesday. Let's hope so. Spa, you know Spa, the supermarket. So they have closed already 13 stores. The 60-60 of Checkers is hitting them very badly. So Spa is not, if you know Afrikaans, Spa means to save. So they're not saving now, they're going bad. So some places in Natal and all that, yesterday I was speaking to both my sisters, and they told me that some parts of Durban, that the places where they're going to read Tarawih are also flooded and so forth, you know. So Allah make easy and so forth. So then the US sanctions on South Africa might become a reality. Allah have mercy on us. Yesterday I received a message from Rustenburg. My dear brother, Haji Suleiman Yaqub Hafidhullah, we traveled together to Swaziland, to Zambia, and now to Botswana. So mashallah, I just wished him well for Ramadan and so forth. He sent me a message of Maulana Mansurul Haq. Maulana Mansurul Haq came to South Africa, to Darulum Newcastle in 73 to 76. Our Maulana Qasim Semai was teaching alone, no other teacher. Then he came and he gave so many years, 16 years to Darulum, but he's very, very ill. I can make out from his voice, and he just wished the Ummah Ramadan Mubarak, make dua for me. We make dua for our respected Maulana Mansurul Haq. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better for him, give him life. If death is better, give him death with Iman and Afia. Today our program, inshallah, 2 to 4, past 5 I'll be back, 5:30, 5:35, I'm going now to the Masjid, Masjid Muhajirin Ansar, 10 past 5 is Jamaat, so inshallah, that 5:30, 5:35 to 6 is Q&A, so Maulana Salim Karim will pose the questions, inshallah. Then this afternoon, live Q&A on Radio Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jamaah, 2 to 4, inshallah, Aziz. And each one of us must remember that even after the Tarawih, the program goes on. So yesterday what we did was, we started with Makkah Tarawih, and then before I went for Isha here, because Isha is late here, I go to the last one, 20 past 8 is Jama'ah. So I told Lukolo, my brother, now you switch over to Masjid Dawood. And then when I came back, then I told him, now we must take the Dua. So we went back to Makkah. The dua is very good. You all must say Ameen. And then we go back to Masjid Dawood. So we'll see how it goes, inshallah. So make dua for the sinner. Make dua for us, the entire ummah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.